Hi, everyone. You're listening to Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and my podcast. Welcome. Sit back and relax and learn all about your future. Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and today is Monday, January 12th. The moon is winding down in the mysterious and secretive sign of Scorpio. What's going on that we don't know about it? Or that we're going to learn about it. Eris, the asteroid of disruption, resumes direct motion in Aries. And maybe this is going to remind us about what it was like when Chiron went direct and the U.S. captured Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan president, and his wife. Could be something similar. The sign of Aries lowers its head and in all ways has solid horns, jumps head first, usually without a plan. That's what the sign of Aries does. And here we have Chiron and now Eris going direct in the sign of Aries. All the while, Saturn and Neptune in Pisces work to dissolve things and create a new order. And I hate to say, like, oh, what does that mean? A new world order? But maybe. In the world, power and corrupt entities are being dissolved and will morph into something else. What in your life is being dissolved by Saturn and Neptune and Pisces? You need to start considering this as Vesta, Pluto, and Pallas are already in the sign of Aquarius, the sign of forward thinking and intellectual genius. Here we go with the horoscopes. Aries, with Ceres, Chiron, and Eris going direct in your sun sign, you are preparing yourself for major changes by thinking about what's ahead and connecting to others. Maybe you're making plans right now to dissolve a part of your life behind the scenes in secret, not letting anybody know what your true plans are. You don't like living in anyone's shadow and not having a care in the world. You're a hard worker. Letting someone else tend to the details and hiding from everything in some far-off place, that's not what you're born to do. Recovery time is over, Aries. There could be no more caring about what anyone thinks. Neptune has been in Pisces from April 4, 2011 to January 26, 2026. That doesn't leave much time. Where have you been? You might have been shoved out into the world to fend for yourself, escape from an abusive situation, hide, and let others keep you down. Maybe you're outgrowing your current situation. But you won't be alone. Taurus, this moon in Scorpio suggests things are winding down with a relationship or partnership, or in general, how you handle or deal with others, or maybe even people surrounding you. Maybe someone at work is leaving the job, and you think you won't have someone to be there with you to talk to or to help you. A living situation, a living lover, is also about to do their own thing, and you might not have a place to come and go from. This forces you to be responsible and stay on top of everything, and you'll end up taking on more responsibility and become a far more disciplined person as a result. Success is coming your way, and you might have to be responsible for everything in your life, and this will make you far more disciplined and a far more wealthier person. Gemini, the moon in Scorpio makes the normally light and airy twins far more serious. With precision, you access your situation and you assess things and what you have to do and what you feel like you deserve or need to be paid for. This is a serious thing for Gemini now and in the future. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction was in 1989, 36 years ago, in Capricorn, in your eighth house. And a lot has happened in the sign of Capricorn during this time, as Uranus was also in Capricorn, and more recently, Pluto. Challenges, deep hurt, mourning, and getting through and over big challenges have brought you to where you are now. The moon in Scorpio brings up these issues, and especially issues about getting paid. You tally up what you've done for others and what they owe you. Cancer, the moon in Scorpio makes you consider your happiness, what you love to do, your children, and how to find time to do more of the things that bring you pleasure. It also makes you consider your children a love interest and how much responsibility you have for them or have to do for them. You seek to protect your personal interests now because in the past you may have gotten hurt, lost trust in your romantic life or others, but you're not afraid of ending things when things get too strange or overwhelming. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction in 1989, 36 years ago, in Capricorn was in your seventh house of marriage, popularity, personal relationships, dissolving any naivety you might have had. You became a realist and more businesslike in your personal life, willing to help others achieve their dreams so you could be free. Lots has happened, good and bad, in Capricorn during that time. Now, who and what did you give up or in order to continue your climb to success? You'll do it again. Leo, the moon in Scorpio adds to your obstinate resolve and can make you quite the opponent. It's about letting go of the little things that are bothersome and might be redefining your role on the job or at work. You're hands-on. You're all over everything. You don't take kindly to criticism or people who won't go along with your plans. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction 36 years ago was in Capricorn, your sixth house of conflicts, debt, enemies, employment, employees, neighbors, crisis, hard work, and health. The planet Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011 in your eighth house. It's all about money. It's dissolving the lines between what's yours and what's mine. Virgo, the moon in Scorpio suggests that it's all about paperwork, filings, what's said, what's not said, what's explained or left out, the questions you need answered. And all this could tempt you to spend time looking through your email box or at text messages. You're trying to find proof. Proof of what? Some may try to hold on to something that's impossible or fading fast, like a relationship or a situation. You might have to say, okay, that's it, and deal with the consequences. So the last Saturn-Neptune conjunction in 1989 was in your fifth house of love, romance, intimacy, confidence, and children. And the planet Neptune has been in Pisces, your seventh house of relationships, since 2011. Wow, that's a long time. And of course, it's also about your personal persona, success, recognition, popularity, and status. And these things are at risk. You might change your status from Mrs. to Miss or be exposed to something you did that wasn't in line with how things should be done. Protect your reputation. Libra, believe it or not, there's a lot going on in your seventh house of relationships and others. A beautiful thing is underway and happening now as you outgrow toiling away behind the scenes at a menial job and start to get recognized for what you can contribute to the world. Boundaries dissolve as you decide how much attention and respect you deserve. Leo, the planet Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011 and will soon leave and enter your seventh house. Who's going to come into your life? You might escape an abusive situation, a boring life or job that keeps you down as you outgrow your current situation. Don't be afraid. Being overly sensitive, too helpful, overly competitive with others has caused problems within your relationships and provided you with some very uncomfortable situations. You don't always get the partner of your choice. And now you could be faced with a whole new role in life, maybe the love of your life, an important relationship, an opportunity, and secretly you hope you don't mess it up. Scorpio, it's your day today. The moon favors you and you can't be held down. You feel better when you're up and at 'em, and today you take charge. You're the boss. Maybe you're back to school and in the thick of things, realizing how much there is to learn, and for some of you, how much there is to teach. And some of you may find a new job while others find something to work on. It's becoming more about you rather than what you want to do. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Capricorn, you could have made your communications more serious, learned a new language, or started a business, but most likely you kept things inside. You're an introspective sign. The planet Neptune has been in Pisces, your fifth house of love and romance, passion, sex, confidence, and lack of confidence, also ego and fun. But now you can't be too risky in matters of heart or in your passionate love life. Sagittarius, the moon is in Scorpio, your 12th house. And this suggests that there's an ending to get used to. Avoid anger and resentment, volatility, or vengefulness. What's ahead for you? Perhaps a change in your routine as the kids go back to school, more road traffic as the school buses fill the streets, and you think to yourself, it's time to get busier or find a new role in your life or a new job. You could have more time to do the things that you'd like to do and be more hands-on in your job or your career. Maybe you're looking to grow a business and hire more people. Maybe you're looking to be free from a partner or a love interest as they move on with their life. Perhaps your partner's life takes off and you're glad to be a part of it. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction 36 years ago in Capricorn brought swift and sudden changes to your life and finances. And now you became financially responsible and created new sources of income for yourself. And that's exactly what you'll do in the years ahead. Happy solar return, Capricorn. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction in 1989, 36 years ago, was in your sun sign. But there also was a big cardinal ingress in the sign of Capricorn then too. So no doubt you've been in the spotlight and you've grown and you've taken charge. And now once again, you're facing changes, thinking deeply, and maybe you're overly serious about life in general. But under pressure is where you do your best work. The Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Pisces works to dissolve your outdated and rigid thinking. So try to think more positively. Do whatever you can to change your thought process. The reasons why your life is the way it is, and it's actually time to apply new ideas and efficiency to your life. Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011, and this is your third house of communications, ideas, genius, and you've always thought outside the box. And something you started way back in 2011, or even further back, if you're old enough, is dissolving. Maybe how you thought of yourself, how you lived, a holier-than-thou attitude, or quote-unquote being somebody, a talent that brought you recognition, or maybe being thrown in the deep end and told, swim. However it happened, now, as the planets enter your fourth house, it's a new chapter. Whatever modes of survival changes, whatever business you started, how and why you had to earn money and be strong, those things are dissolving. And now it's time to build again and let go of the past. The last Saturn-Neptune conjunction 36 years ago in Capricorn brought swift and sudden changes to your life. Maybe you were in a new situation, felt alone, had to work behind the scenes, had to fend for yourself while your parents went to work, or perhaps you were left alone or abandoned with family members or the help. As Saturn and Neptune work to dissolve insecurities, fears from the dark, your subconscious motivations, perhaps you internalized some concern, some fear, or were never given enough opportunities to do things for yourself and on your own. That's all changed. Now you have to support yourself, leave a comfortable situation where you don't feel special anymore, and one that you've come to outgrow, or as we might say, it's the end game. But it's also the beginning game. For instance, a relationship is not going to morph into a marriage, then you have to let it go. Things have gone as far as they're going to go. And with Pluto by your side, you can do anything. It's time to jump into something new. Pisces, good for you. It's the Scorpio moon, another water sign, and your intuition is on point. Now, all of these planetary changes brought swift and sudden changes to your life. And maybe you were thrown into good situations, better situations, or had a rise in life. And maybe you had to learn how to make friends, new friends, blend in and compete in a friendly way. Constantly being thrown into new situations has molded you into who you are. Opportunities abounded. Today, you might try to shine, stand out, and let your individual talents be noticed by everyone. But it takes more than know-how and more than expertise, more than study, and more than hard work to shine, be heard, and be special. You have to have the support of other people. And maybe you occasionally felt lost at sea in a sea of talent and competition. Occasionally seeing the worst in others and not the best. It's your time to shine. Avoid rigid thinking and be happy.